You might wonder, is it possible for my child with special needs to receive a rich classical Christian education? Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope answers yes. With the Simply Classical curriculum created by Cheryl and published by Memoria Press, there's no reason to withhold a beautiful education from any struggling student. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
I have been talking to the executive director of the National Abortion Federation. We're trying to figure this out as an industry about how we're going to manage remuneration.
Oh,
headlines
for...
would be a disaster.
Oh, absolutely.
Think New York Times headline when you're creating your policy.
Yeah.
That's an excerpt from the latest, the 10th Planned Parenthood undercover video there. Planned Parenthood official opining, before the videos had come out, of course, that some of the worst outcomes could be a New York Times headline saying what they do, saying what they have been doing for years now, and that is trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies, entire babies, and all sorts of other fetal tissue. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Here in hour two of the program, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway joins us, senior editor of The Federalist. We'll be talking with her about that 10th Planned Parenthood video. A little bit later, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will join us. We'll be in our series, Christ in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 11 is the chapter we'll be looking at, the Broken Covenant. You can join us with questions or comments for hour two of Issues Etc. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Our beloved on-demand listeners, our Issues Etc. comment line is all for you. 618-223-8382. 618-223-8382. Joining us to discuss the 10th Planned Parenthood undercover video, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, a senior editor at The Federalist and author of a recent article titled 11 Most Important Takeaways from the 10th Explosive Planned Parenthood Video. Molly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
It is great to be here with you.
What is most remarkable to you about the media reaction, I use that word with invisible scare quotes around it, to this latest video?
Well, as you kind of mentioned already, this latest video deals a lot with how, with the tremendous fear and dread that Planned Parenthood officials had if it ever got out that they were participating in this human organ harvesting and trafficking. So you have multiple people talking about how careful you have to be that this doesn't get out, how if it ever got out, you know, the New York Times would have headlines that were very unfortunate and whatnot. And this video came out, I believe it was on Tuesday morning. The New York Times still has not covered it, not even mentioned it. They've run a couple of defenses of Planned Parenthood, but they haven't even mentioned that they are featured in this 10th video that's all about, you know, that has, in addition to these claims, quite a few other salacious claims, and they haven't even mentioned it. And they're not alone. Other media outlets also have not even mentioned it, from Washington Post to BuzzFeed. None of the major networks have even mentioned it. So it's just a very interesting reaction given what the actual content of the video was.
So how would you describe the content of the video to someone who is, I mean, just to kind of a general overview, what are we getting in this Planned Parenthood video?
Well, here you have, it's a bunch of different top-level execs. They are executives. They're all clearly at a meeting of abortionists. It's not clear exactly where the meeting is, but it appears to be that part of a series of lectures and whatnot about abortion and about organ harvesting and about how to make money off of things, about how to run your business and whatnot. And it's a bunch of different executives, people who are senior medical directors, executive vice presidents, executive medical personnel. And they're all thinking that they are talking to someone who is interested in purchasing baby parts. And so they're being very open. They're being very honest. They're talking about what they provide and what they're willing to provide. They're referring to specific organs, you know, the brains, the gonads. They are... they're talking about their fear of the media ever finding out. They're talking openly about remuneration. And again, one of the main talking points of Planned Parenthood throughout this entire thing has been that if they ever concede that they do this, and they do occasionally concede it, they say we're only recouping costs. Well, as you know, if you were recouping costs, here's how price negotiations would go. You would say, here are our costs. You either pay them or you don't. That's as simple as it would be. Instead, you have many different officials at all levels of the organization haggling over prices, joking about Lamborghinis, talking about price ranges, talking about how they can sort of hide the fact that they're that this helps out the bottom line and whatnot. And this video includes some of the most high-level officials yet talking about these things.
And they're explicitly, not just, they're explicitly talking about, they even use terms like money for the tissue. So this isn't paying a truck driver. This isn't paying for refrigeration. This is paying money for the tissue.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I mean, they're talking so obviously about how they think it's a good idea, that they in fact think it shouldn't be illegal to benefit from harvesting this tissue. And so there's this conversation where one woman who is working at a Planned Parenthood affiliate in Pennsylvania says that she's really upset that she thought Planned Parenthood could have been even more enthusiastic about these tissue sales. And the Planned Parenthood official says, no, we're really enthusiastic. We want you to do it. We think it's a good idea. And she says it repeatedly. We think it's a good idea to make money harvesting baby parts and selling them. So this is in some ways the most scandalous because it has so many high-level officials who are at Planned Parenthood Federation of America, really high-level people who are in charge of coalitions of abortion providers, heads of, they're referencing a discussion that they just had with the head of litigation at Planned Parenthood. These are the types of things that you think that a media that were even remotely interested in doing its job would cover, and they would ask Planned Parenthood questions. In fact, that's not what they're doing.
No, I remember when we were back on video 3 or something like that, Planned Parenthood finally kind of had done their inventory and their audit and figured out where these actors posing as vendors in baby parts, where they'd actually been in the organization. And they said, wow, it's going to be bad. You're going to see these conferences that were invitation only and these people talking about things. They were trying to basically, you know, dampen the reaction in advance. It sounds like this is the video they were worried about.
Well, I think this is one of the videos they were worried about. One of the things I remember from that early response from Planned Parenthood is they said, you're going to hear people saying things that sound racist. And we still, I don't think, have gotten much in that. You know, I think there could be things about Planned Parenthood offering things for sale at different prices, depending on the race of the child they've killed. You know, things like this. So this is, yeah, I'm sure this is one of the things they were terrified of. I mean, it's very high level people. It's people who are spokespeople for the organization, people the media should already be familiar with. And they're speaking openly about their fear of being found out. They talk about how bad it would be if there were oversight of the business that they're in, this organ harvesting business, and how they don't want that. They don't want Congress involved. They talk about how they know it would be illegal to alter procedures to get better body parts. And then these people who make the videos, subtly weave in previous testimony from people admitting that they changed the procedure in order to get the body parts they want. You might remember that very first video with a woman crunching on her salad, talked about how she can manipulate the abortion so that she's crushing above the liver or below the liver. What you can do to make sure that you get the brain, the calvarium. Difficult things to get because even at a young age, those things are pretty well developed in a baby.
There's one there, one of the people that is caught on video, Vanessa Cullins, who's vice president for external medical affairs at Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And she says this, that is the knowledge that what they're doing here, trafficking in body parts, could destroy your company and us if we don't time those conversations correctly. What's she talking about?
Well, this was just part of a pattern of fear that people were talking about. You are dealing, and I mean, I assume what, and I haven't seen the full context on this part, but I assume what she's saying there is you have to be very careful that the people who are posing as buyers they're talking openly about some money issues that are sensitive. Whereas Planned Parenthood kind of has to hide the way that it is making money off of these parts since they're officially a nonprofit. So you're not allowed legally to make money off of these things. You have to kind of be creative in your accounting, which was also the mentioned in a previous video with the Planned Parenthood affiliate down in Texas, where their accounting whiz talked about how you can hide the profits through your careful accounting and how you can generate more money per baby by breaking up the baby into parts and whatnot. So, again, these are videos that really, there are 10, and it's a lot to see, but I think that it's important for people to see all of them because they all kind of fit together, and they all are building this case, this sort of irrefutable case that Planned Parenthood is engaged in this trade, that it's harvesting baby parts, selling them, it's knowingly doing it for money that is beyond cost, and that it is something that the entire organization knows and supports. And it is, one of the things the media have done a really bad job of accurately conveying. They mentioned that Planned Parenthood sent a letter to Congress, which was sort of a defense by Planned Parenthood. They said that they felt like the videos, because they were edited, the briefer videos were edited, they might have been misleading. Well, that same letter, they admit that they do this. They admit they do it. They admit that there are variables on prices. They admit that they get actually quite a chunk of change for each body part, and they admit that they know about it. They admit that they alter procedures. I mean, there are all sorts of admissions that they've already kind of had to come forth with, and the media are downplaying it, but it could be big trouble for Planned Parenthood.
There's also raised in this latest video the issue of oversight, not just for people knowing about it, but of governmental oversight, regulations, and then even internal policies. In some cases, they're saying, look, we don't put these things in policies. You don't put this stuff in policy. That attracts attention. Talk about that, if you would.
Oh, this is another fascinating part of the video, and multiple people are talking about it. So one of the things that people posing as buyers do is they ask, what are the guidelines? Like, what are the official guidelines you have for plans for this baby organ harvesting and trade? And right at the beginning, they're told there are no guidelines, and that's intentional. Deborah Nakatola, who's the salad muncher, is very clear about it. We don't want to have paperwork. We don't want to be on record, but we are happy to guide any affiliate through the process. That is reiterated again and again in this last video from another high-level executive who says, we're not going to have guidelines. We're not going to have anything written down. We're very worried about discussing this over email, as you can understand. We don't want a paper trail. We don't do this. And then she also references that there had been previously a congressional investigation about 15 years ago, which happens to be the last time any media figure was interested in this issue. And it was actually a mainstream media affiliate, if you can believe it, who investigated or who brought to light that they were selling baby parts at a Planned Parenthood in Kansas, I believe it was. It might have been Kansas City. And Planned Parenthood amazingly did kind of what they're doing now. They just got up on TV and said, well, that's not happening. And the media kind of let them get away with it. But it did lead to congressional investigations. And even the really weak regulations we have now are a product of that previous sting, basically.
One last thing here, Molly. The video seems not only to portray the officials of Planned Parenthood as fully aware of what's going on and what the consequences would be in the media and in government regulation if it were to become known, but still at the same time, they seem remarkably solicitous of these people who are offering to pay money for baby body parts. They seem like they really want to do business. What are your thoughts? About a minute.
No, it's kind of chilling to watch this as they so casually discuss their work. And then it's so interesting because, it is their work. Their work is ending human life after it has begun, and that's their line of business. So they want to make money off of it and help their bottom line. And to see them talking so openly and being really interested in doing business with these people that they think are buyers of these baby parts, it is absolutely ghoulish to watch, in part because they're acting so blasé about it, and also, again, very much anxious to do work with these people. It's worth watching again if you live in a country where this is permitted. I think it's almost our duty to know exactly what's going on. This is an organization that gets $500 billion a year in taxpayer money, $500 million a year in taxpayer money, and this is a huge chunk of change. And they are, by their own admission, participating in baby organ harvesting and trade. It's sobering, it's chilling, and it absolutely must be watched. And I think it's incumbent on adults at least to do that if they're at all able.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is senior editor of The Federalist and author of a recent article titled 11 Most Important Takeaways from the 10th Explosive Planned Parenthood Video. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When you get there, make sure you also subscribe to The Federalist for free email updates as well. Molly, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is a book that is a manual for the Christian layperson, for the whole church, on how to face the hostility that the culture is increasingly aiming toward Christians in particular, and not just the hostility, which we're kind of used to by now, at least we should be, but also the possibility of real persecution, not just discrimination, but persecution. How does the church approach that? How has the church approached it in the past? We can learn lessons from history. The book is called... It's called Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order Standing Firm. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. We continue Christ in the Old Testament, our weekly series with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, right after this.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. IssuesETC.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Issues Etc. regular guest Craig Parton will present Christianity for the Academic and the Artist as part of the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. Join us on Saturday, October 3rd, 2 p.m. at Village Lutheran Church, 9237 Clayton Road in suburban St. Louis. To learn more, go to villagelectures.com. Christianity for the Academic and the Artist, Saturday, October 3rd, 2 p.m., Village Lutheran, St. Louis.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+. Simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.